You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Three rounds on each of the bags. When you get to the heavy bag, just don't keep throwing your hands because you can hurt them. It's also about using your legs, right? And then five rounds of shadow.
OW.
It's a W. Boxing.
Boxing, yeah.
And that's it. All right?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Hold that real quick. All right, man.
Wait, don't you want this?
I got it right here.
What if you lose that there? It breaks.
Already up in the cloud.
What cloud?
I was tremendously inspired when I first saw this movie, Creed, some time ago. And this clip that you just saw, I was really taken aback because at that time, and even now, I really didn't understand this cloud. You saw he told Rocky, he said, you know, because Rocky's old school, and Creed, what's his real name? Who? No. What's his real name? Y'all funny. Michael B. Jordan. That's it. They're like Adonis. No, that's his acting name. His real name. His government name. That's what I'm talking about. He says, you know, he takes the picture. Y'all saw that. He says what? He said it's in the cloud. And of course, Rocky, Sly Stallone, you know, he's old school. He's like, what cloud? It so blew me away, everybody, because I said, my gosh, that's really how God works when it comes to our prayer. And our prayers ascend to heaven. Come on, y'all. Come on. Our prayers ascend, but you really can't see them. But you know they are ascending. I don't know. I guess I'm a little old school in the fact that I remember this. See, come on now. Does half of y'all understand? Half of y'all know what I got up here? Anybody remember the floppy disk? I got any floppy disk folk in here? Come on, the floppy disk. Just throw the disk in there. Download it right there. Here's the thing about it. I can see this. But now we living in a day, come on, where it's in the cloud. Information is in, but I can't touch it. But I can't see it. I can't grasp it. And oftentimes, that's why you're so frustrated. Because you can't see what you have ascended into heaven. But I'm here to tell you that we have walked into a season that the prayers of the righteous that have gone before God, that the cloud is about to burst open, and we're about to be overwhelmed with the manifestation of the prayers of God. Let me put it to you this way. The cloud-based system, this is iCloud, y'all. Y'all like me. Some of y'all don't have any clue what iCloud is. Y'all just know it works. The cloud-based system allows users to store heterogeneous content, music, photos, applications, documents, bookmarks, reminders, backups, notes, iBooks, and contacts, and provides a platform for Apple's email servers and calendars. iCloud allows users to back up the settings and data on all iOS devices. If you like me, the first time I read that, I got more confused. I said, my Lord, what is that? But this is what this system does. So then I flipped this thing. I turned it around like this. I believe, inspired by Holy Spirit, I said, our heavenly-based system allows believers to store heterogeneous. That just means diverse in character. Okay, prayer, therefore releasing healing, hope, and helps to dreams and desires, wants and wonder, miracles and manifestations, boldness and breakthrough, restoration, replenishing, and recovery. If you receive that, say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Come on, does anybody receive that this place? Because I believe that we are walking in a manifestation of the prayers that have gone before God, the prayers that have gone to the right hand of the Father, and even where we are today as a church, I believe that we are a portion of that. Watch this. I want to show you this picture here. This is the picture of the image of what God is going to do here as far as this vision, LBC Vision 2020 is concerned. Check that out, everybody. Check that out. Check. That's the color image of what's coming. That's the color image of what's coming. You all see that that's our existing building. Okay, parking lot there in the back. There's the new parking lot there, top left hand. Now, if we get the other image, you'll be able to see that. Look at that, everybody. Look at that. Look at that. Now, without the vision, what? People what? Yes. Now, here's the thing about it is that this vision, watch this, this vision is manifested out of the cloud. This vision is manifested outside of the cloud. So listen, as your prayers and your visions and your dreams go up to God, watch this, and then there's a manifestation and God gives you a picture. I'm trying to talk to five of you all that have a picture of what it's going to look like when God actually does what you've been praying about. Anybody know the picture of what it's going to look like when you completely healed? Anybody know the picture of what it's going to look like when you're completely out of debt? Anybody know the picture of what it's going to look like? Those of you that got kids struggling, doing a God knows what, you got to be able to see the picture of what it's going to look like when they're all healthy, when they're back from wherever they were, when they're cleaned up, when God has turned them around. You got to be, watch this, you got to be able to picture your loved ones worshiping. You got to see that nothing just happens, everybody. You actually visualize that. You see it. It's spoken into the earth. It sits at the right hand of the Father. He looks over our prayer. He sees our prayer for what it is. And according to his will, he distributes it. Oh, man, is anybody getting that? He distributes it. He's got all of what we have sent to him. Because the Bible says that our prayers go up to him like a fragrance. And he watches this. And the prayers come up to him. And then as the prayers come up to him, now we say in church, blessings, prayers go up, blessings come down. Prayers go up. Well, that's partly true. Partly true. What happens is that God distributes the prayers and the answer to the prayers according to his will. I'm going to help you this morning. According to his will, which means that prayer is just not this fly-by-night, just throw anything out there, no big deal. No, no, no. Prayer, you want to pray according to his will. And what? You can't pray according to his will if you don't know his will. Oh, my Lord. And you don't know his will if you don't know him. And you only get to know him by spending time with him. I can't know Minister Bill no other way than spending fellowship and time with him. I've spent time with him. Just he and I in my office. He and I outside the office. Just he and I getting to know each other. Why? So I get to know his heart. He gets to know my heart. It's hard for me to throw stuff at somebody that I need them to do that I'm not spending time with. Oh, am I helping anybody this morning? I know that's going to cut just a little bit. But it's all right. So you spend the time. As you spend time, you get to know. And as you get to know according to his perfect will for your life. Is anybody waiting on the heavens to burst? Ooh, my Lord, my Lord. Anybody? Why? Matthew 6. I'm gonna take you on a journey here this morning. Matthew 6. Hey, man, I forgot I didn't give you that already. All right. Matthew 6, Jesus gives us the model prayer. The model prayer. This is so old, but it's so beautiful and new. Watch this. He says, and when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. I say to you, they have their reward. But you, say, but you. When you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. That's so good. Pray to your Father. He said, I know what they do, but when my people pray, when you pray, don't be trying to impress people. We have gotten way too much into professional prayers. Thus art thou the most high God in all the earth. You are, if that's not you, you don't make that you when you pray. Just pray how you pray. You don't learn to pray by watching somebody else pray. No. Because God is so distinct. He's so distinct and he's so personal that he'll give Wesley the prayer that works perfectly for Wesley. So Wesley will try to pray like I pray, and he'll be uncomfortable because that's not the way he was made. You got to pray the way that God built you, the way God put you together. He says, so don't be like the hypocrites who are trying to get people. This is so good. They're trying to get people to look at them as they pray. Your Father who sees in the secret place and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Anybody ready for a public reward? Anybody? And when you pray, don't use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think they'll be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask of them. In this manner, therefore, pray. What? You all have heard this. I'm sure you've been around church just a little bit, or even outside of church. Jesus gave us the ultimate way to pray. Our Father in heaven. Another translation says, who art in heaven. What? Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed, holy, consecrated, right? Sacred, separated, guarded. Our Father, who art where? In hallowed. Your name is holy. Your name is merciful. Your name is mighty. Your name is separated. On earth, your kingdom come, your will be done. What? On earth as it is where? May it line up. So you want the manifestation on the earth to line up with what is written in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So in essence, I wrote this, prayer is faith storage space. Prayer. So when we pray, we are sending prayers in the cloud. Oh, matter of fact, I didn't give you the name of the message. The name of the message is simply, it's in the cloud. It's in the cloud. Lean on somebody and say, it's in the cloud. You said, well, I haven't seen the results of what I've been praying, but it's in the cloud. I haven't seen it manifest. I haven't seen it actually work. How many of y'all have been praying for something and have yet to see the results of what you've been praying for on the earth? But what you got to believe is that it's working in heaven. Because remember, we're praying that thy kingdom come, watch this, and thy will be done. So what we have to do as a people of Christ is that we have to pray more of God's will than our wants. And so you literally have to put an asterisk by your prayer, and you have to say, Father God, may it be according to your will. So somebody that's single, that's looking for a husband, looking for a wife, and say, Father God, let this man, if this man is according to your will for my life, let this relationship be blessed of you. Because you don't want to do something and then ask God to bless it. You ask God to bless it prior. Because God will take the scales off of your eyes. Amen, everybody? Amen. And God will show you what is true, what is right, and what is real. this secret place, this is deep, everybody. This secret place. This Psalm 91 tells us what? He who dwells, what? In the shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The secret place, the secret place. El Elyon. El Elyon. We know him as El Elyon. El Elyon, or the Most High God. Watch. So prayer, a part of prayer is giving tremendous high reverence to who God is. So he is El Elyon. He is high and lifted up. He is mighty. He is majesty. He is sovereign in all of his ways. So part of our prayer is being cognizant of who he is. Don't ever lose sight of who he is. Don't ever lose sight of who you're working with. Those of you downtrodden because you've not seen the results that you desire and that you're expecting. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come in. Because if God said it, God shall perform it. God has not forgot. I don't know if it's three of y'all in here, but God has not forgotten about what you pray. I'm talking about stuff you prayed for 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Things you prayed about this morning before you got to church. Things you prayed about in the car. Things that you were praying about when you were hearing praise and worship. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Who said that God's not going to bring that to pass according to his perfect purpose and according to his will? Somebody say, I receive that. He is a God who keeps his word according to his will. El Elyon, it speaks to God's strength, God's sovereignty, God's supremacy. He is God. He is Adonai. He is our Father. He is our Savior. He is our treasurer. We must revere him as such. Let me take you to a passage of scripture here in Matthew 6 as we continue to move along here this morning. Are you getting something today? I don't want you to forget about what you have prayed about. Many of you in here have prayed about things and you have not seen it come to pass. Be encouraged this morning. Be encouraged. When we left here 3.5 years ago, I knew we would not come back here unless God had something unveiled for us. I knew we wouldn't come back. I wouldn't come back. I wouldn't come back here to worship. We would stay at the school. We would stay there as long as we needed to until God unveiled it. And wouldn't you know it, after 3.5 years, don't forget about that number, after 3.5 years, God completely unveiled what his purpose and his plan is for this church. You just saw it on the screen, but it just doesn't happen. That is a result of prayer. Stop thinking, listen, as good as you look, as well as you are, as healthy as some of you are, that didn't just happen. That's as a result of prayer. Somebody is praying for you. Not only are you praying for you, but somebody else is praying for you. Believe you me, it never hit me more in my life than in January of this year. When I was flat on my back after that particular surgery that I have to have, I never had felt the prayers like I felt them at that time. You think you might be on an island by yourself, and please don't think, well, you got those prayers because you're a pastor. Absolutely not. I got those prayers because I've got prayer partners in the earth. Y'all are my prayer partners, no question, but I got some deep intercessors, right, that go in for me on my behalf. Everybody needs somebody they can call on that will pray for them at their greatest need in their greatest moment of life. You say, Pastor, I don't have anybody. Call the church then. Call the church. We'll assign you somebody. You don't have nobody? Call the church. We'll assign you somebody. You don't have no friend? You don't have no family? Call the church. We'll hook you up. We got folk biting at the bits to pray for you. They'll intercede for you day and night. Don't forget about prayer, everybody. We want stuff. We want to see stuff happen. That can't happen without prayer. That can't happen without getting on your face. That can't happen. That cannot happen. You're looking for a breakthrough. And God, I need you to do this. God, well, what are you willing to do for him? How long are you willing to stay on your face? How long are you willing to sacrifice food for a day, for 2 days, for 3 days, for 10 days? God called you on a 21-day fast. What are you willing to do in a sacrifice in preparation? Because what God has for you, you can't handle this state. Okay. Some of y'all get what God has for you, you can't handle in this state. And so what God does is he separates you and he puts you in a secret place. That's why sometimes God will purposefully allow people to ostracize you. Because it'll put you in a place that is just you and him. It's that secret place. And he who dwells in the secret place of the shall abide under the shadow. The shadow is the God Almighty under the shadow. I want to be under the shadow of God. Oh, we get to this scripture here in Matthew 6, and this is so powerful, everybody. We run upon this man, this centurion soldier. And this centurion soldier, he runs into Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. And he runs into Jesus, and he and Jesus cross paths, and Jesus is coming through Capernaum, and the centurion tells Jesus, he says, listen, he says, my servant, he's at home. He's at home. And the Bible, he's deathly ill. Deathly ill. He's got palsy. His body move. He can't control the body movements that happen in his life. He's weak in all of his extremities. He's literally on his deathbed. Another translation says he's tormented. He runs into Jesus. Jesus immediately says to the man, I will come and heal him. Ooh, my Lord. I will come and heal him. The centurion draws back. He says, no. You don't need to come to my house. I believe you are who they say you are. So you don't have to bother yourself by coming to my house. He tells Jesus, if you just speak the word from right where you are, my servant will be healed. Don't trouble yourself. Don't bother yourself. Watch this. I know who you are. I've heard about you. I've heard about some of your miracles. I've heard about some of your... Matter of fact, this isn't just a by chance meeting of me and you. Wait a minute. No. I prayed that this moment would happen. I was believing that I was going to run into you some kind of way. Somebody need to bump into Jesus around this place. Somebody just need to run into Jesus and just bump. He said, no. This just isn't a time that we just happen to run. Is anybody getting this? We didn't just happen to run into each other, Jesus. Why? Because this man, this centurion, has a revelation. He's got a revelation that he's running to the logos of God. He's running to the word of God. He's got this revelation that he's run into the pathos of God. Yeah, the emotions. He's got a revelation that he's run into the ethos of God, the character. He understands that on the streets, he has run into the Jesus who was once at the right hand of the Father. And if I'm convinced that you are who you are, I know that you don't have to do anything but speak. Wait a minute, everybody. You don't have to do nothing but say a word. You can just open your mouth and your word travels. Matter of fact, watch this. You can just speak into the cloud. Wait. You can just talk to the cloud. Why? Because the clouds obey you. You can just tell the cloud, handle the healing of my servant. So Jesus says, I'll heal him. Yeah, Jesus, but you don't need to come to the house. No, you don't need to. Just speak. Watch this. You don't have to pray for him. I'm about to build our faith. He said, you don't have to pray for him. You don't have to pray for me. So I got something going on. And watch this. So in Acts 2, y'all remember in Acts 2 when Jesus ascended, right? And then the Holy Spirit, what? descended down. Matthew 28, Jesus said that he said a part of your assignment is to go and make disciples. Right? Right? He said, you know, and remember prior to that, he had told his disciples, he said, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, right? Freely you give, freely you receive, freely you give. So Jesus said in John, he said, listen, greater works into John, greater works shall you do. Watch this, because I'm only going to the Father so that you can be full of me. Wait a minute. Wait. Because I've told you all this in the past, is that here on my time in earth, I can only be in one spot at one time. But when I ascend to heaven, because of Holy Spirit, all of you can be incapacitated with who I am. So I can be, for some of you, it's going to change your prayer life. So I can have an issue in my life, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with asking Minister Glenn to pray for me. Okay, I can ask him to pray for me. I can do that. Or I can just say, speak a word. Oh, wait. Because if he got Jesus in him, then why can't he speak a word just like Jesus spoke a word through the... Is anybody understanding what I'm saying this morning? Is he not powerful enough to speak the same word here in the earth just like Jesus spoke to the centurion? I might just say, Glenn, just speak a word. Just speak the word. No, listen. Let me just be real. There are some seasons and some moments, and some of you all in it right now, where you don't have time to spend. You know, you something happens. Somebody say something happens, and stuff happens quick. It happens quick, and as quickly as it happens, you need a quick manifestation of God's glory. Why is it that you don't believe, or you may not believe, that as quickly as it happened, God can just as quickly deal with it? So he said, listen, I don't have time. So I don't know if the centurion is saying, well, we don't have time for you to walk there because by the time you get there, he gonna die. We don't know if he's just so desperate. All we know is he tells him, because he's a man of authority. So he comes in Jesus in humility. But what he does is he watch this, he pushes the power of Jesus. That you can just say something and it be done. See, he's quite different than Mary and Martha. Because if you remember Mary and Martha, they told Jesus with attitude, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Now, we know one of the girls said, yeah, but still we believe that God will give you whatever you ask of him. So we see the centurion at a place of absolute definite time that it is time for the cloud to be opened. What am I telling you? I'm telling you that the centurion's servant had no idea that somebody was praying for him to be healed. Oh, man. So could it just be that what one of your greatest needs that somebody connected to you is praying for you? Do you think that you got here off of your own prayers? Ooh, my Lord. Do I have any folk in here whose grandma used to pray for them? Come on now. Whose auntie used to pray for them? Who there were folk laid out praying for you, and you are a result of their prayers. You didn't just get here. Is there anybody in here right now? If that's you, give God a praise clapping right now. You realize you didn't just get here. Lean on somebody and say, you just haven't arrived. You didn't just arrive. Watch this. Not only did somebody pray for you, somebody's still praying. Somebody's still praying for you. Somebody is covering you. Somebody is covering you when you sleep. Somebody is covering you when you jacked up. Somebody, watch this, when you have fallen into sin, somebody was praying for you. The only reason you got back to Jesus was somebody was on their face for you. It's not just you, it's those who you are connected to. That's why it's important you be connected to somebody who can show up getting to God. That you be connected to somebody who can move the cloud. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you are not walking blindly in life. You're not walking blindly. When I think about this cloud, it's amazing. I mean, it's like it's something that it's just in the air. That's why I had to do a little study. I'm like, what in the world is this? How does that happen? Like, how did we go from this to this? And now we don't know it's there, but it's there. Just the other day, I was typing on my iPad, and then my laptop. I was typing on the app, my laptop, and then the iPad was over here. Then as I was typing, I started looking at my iPad, and the exact same thing that I was typing on my computer was cut. I began to think spiritually. See, because when I'm praying to God, when I'm in my secret place, when I'm in my place and it's just me and God, and I'm seeking God on behalf of you, and I'm seeking God on behalf of my family, that everything that I am saying to God is being recorded. Oh, my Lord. Wait. So everything, anybody journal in here? Anybody write stuff down? If you don't, let me encourage you to. Because what is happening, just like it's happening here in the natural, is that even when you're journaling and you're writing before God and you're seeking before God, everything that you are writing is being recorded in heaven. So the same time that you're writing is being written in heaven. The same time that you're praying is being answered in heaven. Oh, my gosh. So watch it. There is a simultaneous flow that is happening as you are communicating on what you need God to do. That is so beautiful and so encouraging for me because I know I'm not out there alone. I know that God is in all his wisdom. It is like fragrance. Matter of fact, let me give you this Psalm 91 before we get out of here. Oh, this early time goes so fast. My Lord. Y'all getting something this morning? Psalm 141 and 2, it says, accept my prayer. Watch this. Accept my prayer as incense offered to you. Watch this. And my upright hands as an evening offering. That's good. Watch that. That's good, everybody. He says, accept my prayer as an incense. Accept my prayer for you. Accept my prayer. Watch. Accept my prayer. Father, I got a few things going on in my life, and I just want to speak to you about how I need you to move. I've got some things going on in my life that I can't handle on my own. I can't handle them on my own. I need some intervention. Anybody need God to intervene? Anybody need God to intervene? I just hear the Holy Spirit saying this. Some have become too man conscious. You become too man conscious. You're depending on the opinions of men too much. And you need God to just intervene. So accept my prayer as an incense, meaning as a fragrance that goes up to heaven. And watch this. And my upraised hands. Everybody in the building, just lift your hands. Watch this. Accept my prayer as an incense in my upraised hands. What is this? This is sacrifice. This is telling God, God, I'm completely, I can't do this on my own. Listen, you all, that's when we worship, we don't lift our hands just to lift our hands. We lift our hands because he's worthy. We lift our hands. It's just like it is the parallel, and it really is, it's the parallel of a natural occurrence when it comes to authorities. So if somebody was to arrest you or something like that, the first thing they say is what? Lift your hands. Because lifting your hands is a sign of surrender. And it also, watch this, it also shows the police or the authorities that you don't have nothing. I don't have anything. And the same thing unto God is saying, Father God, I don't have anything to offer you but me. When we're talking about raising money and things like that, we're not talking, that's not something to coerce you or anything like that. This isn't about what God needs this and God needs that. We know he owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. We know that. But this is for you. This is for you. Because it is relinquishing this authority that you think you have and you do not have. He has all authority. He has all might. He has all power. Is anybody getting that this morning? Father, we lift our hands before you. We believe that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We believe that you have all might and all power in your hands. And we are believing, Lord God, that we are walking in the season where the cloud will begin to open up and will begin to shower us with the manifestation of your blessings. Stand to your feet all over the building if you will. If you would, just lift your hands for me. As many of you this morning are saying, Father, you know, Pastor Locke, I've got a number of things that I believe that are in the cloud. I've got a number of things that I've been praying for and seeking God for. I've not seen the outcome. I've not seen the physical manifestation. I've not seen it actually come to pass. Praying, I'm seeking, I'm communicating with God. I'm communicating. If truth be told, I've been affected because it's impacted my faith. Because the reality is that the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart grow sick. When you keep seeking God for something, when you keep praying for something, and it does not manifest, meaning it does not actually physically come to pass, actually brings tremendous disappointment. I want to encourage you today, altar workers, you can come forth right now. That's you this morning, and I know you're here, and your faith has been affected. You've been believing God that what you are sending up to him, you believe God that you're going to walk into a season where you're actually going to come to pass. That's you this morning. I want you to meet me up here at this altar right now. Thank you so much. Thank you. Just step out right from where you are. Just come to this altar. Come quickly. Let Holy Spirit just speak to you. Thank you. Coming. This man with a man, woman with a woman, if we can. Saying, Pastor Locke, I've been praying for something. I've been praying for a number of things. I've not seen it come to pass. It has disappointed me. It has brought something. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to say, listen, I have been somewhat discouraged. It's just true. I have. You just have to be honest. You say, listen, it's impacted me like that. It has. You out there this morning, you say, Pastor Locke, I've just fallen away in my relationship. I need to grow stronger in my relationship with Jesus, because it's hard to communicate with somebody that you do not know. Say, I need to strengthen my relationship with Jesus. I want to grow closer. I want to grow stronger. I want to grow more in depth with who God is. I want you to come to this altar right now. Say, I love the Lord, but I've just fallen away in the depth of my relationship. And I need somebody to just pray with me, just agree with me. I want you to come to this altar. Yes, God.
Before I spoke a word, you were speaking over
me. Let's just worship here. Again, as the Lord speaks to you, I want you to just come to this altar.
You've been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me.
Thank you, daughter. Thank you. Yes, God.
You've been so, so kind to me.
Coming after me.
Oh, he's coming after. after.
Coming after.
He's coming after me.
Coming after me.
Oh, he's coming after me.
Coming after.
He's coming after me.
Coming after.
He's coming after me.
Coming after.
Oh, he's coming after.
Coming after.
He's coming after.
Coming after.
He's coming after me.
Coming after me.
Shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
There's no wall you won't kick down.
Yes, God.
Lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down. I won't tear down, coming after me.
My Lord.
There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no you won't kick down, I won't tear down, coming after me.
Boy, I'm feeling something in my spirit right now. Something is stirring. Something is stirring in my spirit right now. Is there anybody desperate that has prayer in those clouds that are desperate to see the manifestation of those prayers? Evelyn, what is it? Come here, come here. Are you now? Here's the thing about it, because I'm going to do what Jesus did. I'm going to speak the word. Is this something that you're okay with me saying out loud? Okay. What is it? Come on now. Come on. Come on. I'm speaking at the place of where Larry is right now, that the Holy Spirit would shake his body, shake his spirit, shake his mind according to his perfect will and his purpose, that wherever he is right now, that he has an encounter with the Holy Ghost, and it be said and it be done. Break him down to his knees as he sits, stands, wherever he is. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So be it. So be it. So be it. Anybody else? What is it?
New job.
Father God, I speak the word of new opportunity right now to Brianna, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, unveil it and let it be according to your perfect word. Lord God, let it meet every desire of her heart, compensation, benefits. May it be perfect as far as time, area, assignment. Let it be according to her gifts, her talents. Let it be certain that this is perfectly aligned with her life. We call it done wherever it be. We command the winds to blow, the clouds to open. Let this job be open to her in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. What is it? Your nephew? What's going on? He's got MS and he's bedridden. Your nephew. What's his name? Quentin. Father God, we just pray over Quentin right now. I just speak the word to his bed right now, to MS. We speak against MS. I speak health. I speak wholeness. I speak healing right now. I speak a miracle over his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I just speak the word. I speak the word. Let the cloud begin to ascend over that room right now. Let the cloud begin to open right now. Let it rain. Let it pour down upon him. Healing, manifestation of glory, manifestation of power, according to your perfect will. We decree it, we stand up at the body of Christ, that he shall be healed, restored, replenished, and renewed in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. What is it?
to be used to expand God's kingdom. Father God, I just pray right now that over Mario's life, he be used to expand God's kingdom according to your perfect will and according to your perfect word. You said, Lord God, that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. May it be so, and according to you on his life right now, and the prayers that have gone before you, Lord God, let the cloud begin to open and unveil the truth for his life in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Healing. Absolutely. Healing in the name of Jesus. Lupus, kidney, high blood pressure. We come against these ailments right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak the boldness of Christ. We speak the mercy of Christ. We speak the joy of Christ. We speak the fervency of Christ. May you be healed according to the blood of the Lamb. And may your faith be built now in the name of Jesus. Hear me when I say this. Hear me. I'm going to say this with kindness and with boldness. I'm breaking the spirit of somber. The spirit of somber on you and expectation for illness. I break the authority of that right now in the name of Jesus. You must walk in joy. You must walk in peace. You have to walk as though you are healed before the healing actually manifest itself, and I say it shall be in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Your brother is sick with sarcoidosis. What's his name? Todd? Don. Don. We pray over Don right now in the name of Jesus. We speak the word. We speak the cloud over his life right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak that there be a manifestation of total healing over his life. May his body be lined up perfectly according to the purpose and to the will of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hear me, you all. What is it? Come on. Completely debt-free. I pray for the miraculous over your household right now. I'm praying right now that the faithfulness that both of you have shown in your finances, that the power of the living God wrecks your household with an advantage that is set and forth for you and for you, and that release of debt be gone. And then I'm praying for a miracle from heaven that is not according to anything that you can manipulate, but it's according to his perfect will over your life. I pray that the clouds begin to ascend and show themselves over every circumstance, every situation that is tied into some of these school loans. I pray for a supernatural release in the name of Jesus, and let it be according to your will. Somebody say hallelujah. Endometrial cancer. Father God, you are greater than cancer. You are bigger than cancer. And we speak healing right now. I speak your word. I give your word the empowerment to go forth right now and the clouds to open up and to bring healing over this body in the name of right now, God. Right now. That the next time the doctors will look according to the results, Lord God, that they will see a body that is cancer-free in the name of Jesus. As it has been done, let it be done, and so according to your perfect word and your will, in Jesus' name, amen. You are healed. Hear me, everybody. Hear me. I'm gonna do one more, then I'm gonna dismiss. Listen. But there's something that it really hit me when I was praying for Claudette, is that you have to believe. See, prayer is not. Jesus said that whatever you believe, I'll move according to your faith. So this is not something that you just throw only on Jesus. You got to walk in faith. If you're sick or you got anything going on, then you got to say, I'm healed. I'm walking in healing. I am fully healed in the name of Jesus. You walking in it, Ashley. You walk in your healing.
You have to do that, and then you pray according to his word, because it lines up with his word. Your grandmother, she's 90, she's in the hospital right now. What's the condition? Yeah, okay. We're just praying for an extension of health and wholeness over, what's her name? Marie. We're just praying over Marie right now. We're praying an extension of health and wholeness. We're praying right now that the cloud would go to that hospital room right now, and it would open itself, because she's got prayers stored in that cloud, and that the prayers that she has been praying for long life, which God has given her, but we're praying for an extension of that long life right now in the name of Jesus. We speak healing. We speak strength to her body, to her mind, to her spirit, to her soul. We speak energy to Marie right now in the name of Jesus, and we call it so. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. I know we could spend the whole morning. I do. I know we could. But for those of you who didn't get to me, I just speak a word over your situation right now. And I just call it done according to the will, way of God. Do we not serve a perfect Savior? Do we not? You know what? You know what? And I'm going to speak this blessing. But there's at least 30 of you all who have experienced God do the miraculous. I'm not talking about you're praying for the miraculous. I'm saying that you have actually experienced. Y'all remember my testimony last week? I actually experienced the miraculous. If you have experienced the miraculous in this place, somebody lift a shout for joy right now in the name of Jesus. If you've experienced it. See, y'all don't know exactly. I'm actually saying that because your hallelujah and your joy get on somebody else. Lift your hands all over the building. I want to speak the blessing over you. You all be praying. We got baptisms in this second service, and so I'm going to be baptizing a number of folk at the end of service. So for those of you staying, great. For those of you that are departing, I'll just pray. And I want to welcome a spiritual son of mine. He's just a couple years older than I am, but he's still a spiritual son. I want to welcome him back officially home. So he moved back home from, I believe, Reading, Pennsylvania. Can you all welcome home Dr. Rick Monroe? He's back there in the back. Welcome home, Doc. Welcome home, sir. Listen, lift your hands and keep your eyes on me. We're going to greet right over here. Just so you know, we're going to greet right over here. Love on as many as you as we can. Father, we just bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, the name above every name in all the earth. We bless you coming and we bless you going. We bless all that you put your hands to that is God intended for your very purpose. We bless the season in your life. I believe that you're walking in a season where the cloud is about to release. Somebody say the cloud is about to release. I bless your homes, your jobs, your families. I bless you emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. I bless you existentially. May you be walking in the greatest season of your life. And if you are in trial, as many of us are, may the Lord show and prove himself in that trial that he is God and God alone. Tell you, each week we've only got one life. We can live the very best that we can. Along the way, we're going to be excited, energetic, full of life, so much so that we do what? Can you hug on somebody before you leave here? God bless you. We love you. Again, we are greeting right here up front. We'll see you on Wednesday, and we'll see you on next Sunday. God bless you all. Have a fabulous, fabulous afternoon.